Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Home of the price seats are our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Panthers, who took the season opener from Chicago by a final of 3-2. Jesper Boqvist scored the game winner in the third. Next up, the Cats will host the Flyers tomorrow night. Over to the Heat, who will continue the preseason when they host the Spurs tonight. Tip-off is at 7:30 from the Kaseya Center. The game can be heard here on WQIM. And in baseball, the Yankees came back from 5-down to beat Toronto 9-6. Toronto leads the series 2-1. And the Mariners took a 2-1 series lead over the Tigers, winning 8-4. The Joe Rose Show continues now. And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Toyota of Hollywood. .com, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side, Joe.
All right, let's jump right into it with them. Baldy joins us this morning, and Baldy, I start with here in South Florida. A 1-4 start and all kinds of problems right now on the line of scrimmage on both sides. And one of the hot topics right now is the rookie class. They're playing a lot of young guys. The most I can remember of draft picks are playing, and I mean playing a lot of football. But a lot of talks about your first and second round picks. Savia Naya at left guard, and obviously your number one pick as well, Kenneth Grant. What's been your take on the guys when you look at them? You got to stay with them, right, at this point? You got to keep playing them a lot.
Yeah, you got to play him. I mean, you know, Savanaya obviously is struggling, you know, a great deal in all phases of the game. Just understanding the game, how to execute a combo block, you know, with Aaron Brewer or something. I mean, those things just seem to break down. And then he's struggling in pass protection. Too much quick pressure right up the middle. Nothing worse for Tua than to have that happen to
him,
you know. And so that's been a real issue. In fact, you know, the final play of the game for Miami – was Pat Jones beating them, you know, for a sack at the end on 3rd and 10 when, you know, another failed attempt to try and come down the field and win a game. You know, I mean, the left guard gets beat pretty clean by Pat Jones. So it's been a struggle. And, you know, obviously the run defense has been atrocious. And last week was the worst. But the tackling was terrible. It wasn't just Kenneth Grant. The tackling was atrocious, Joe. Like, it's just, I don't know what you do. Like, when Minkah Fitzpatrick has to make every single tackle, you know, 25 yards down the field, you know, it's never a good sign.
No. I see a lot of people were talking about, you can't arm tackle. I was just talking, all these running backs are now 220, 225 pounds, yeah, built low to the ground. Arm tackles, I don't care if you're 330 pounds, arm tackles aren't getting it done against these guys while you're getting blocked and you stick out the one arm. It's just go, man.
No, but it's, you know, you got to leverage the play, Joe, and you know, you got to, like, turn the play into your help. And, you know, it's got to be gang tackling. And, you know, but when you do, you have the solo shot, I mean, you got to wrap up. You know, I mean, just, you know, basic fundamentals. But, you know, those three long runs that they surrendered the other day, like, they all could have been 5-yard runs. Instead, they're going, you know, 25 or 50. You know, that was hard to watch.
So just the other side of this, they're getting ready. And by the way, Carolina's offensive line, I mean, they're down to their third right guard in this last game. But now Slater and Alt are Alt, I think, is out again for this game with a high ankle sprain. Slater's out for the year. So what? I'm guessing their game plan is going to stay the same as everybody else, and that's run between the tackles. Or is there different things they're going to try to do?
Well, I mean, they haven't. I mean, last week, you know, they lose the right guard. He's in and out of the lineup. Mekhi Becton, they paid him a lot of money to be a, you know, a stud in there, but he's in and out. You know, the left tackle is a swinging door right now. They're all beating him over there. So they've struggled. Marion Hampton's a really good player. Like, you got to tackle that guy. That guy is a great receiver. He's a good runner. They had a chance to win that game again last week, but, you know, they kind of let it get away. But, yeah, the offense line that they thought was going to be a real strength is not a strength right now. And so, they turned the ball over in horrible spots, you know, down to goal line. They threw an interception to goal line. They could have cut the lead to 20-17. Right. The ball got tipped at the line of scrimmage. And I think Keenan Allen would have scored easily, you know. So, but they've lost a couple in a row now and after getting off to a hot start. And so they're definitely reeling for sure.
Hey, does this seem like to you, Baldy, you and I have been talking for a long time, we got an offensive line shortage of players. And I know you can't play backups a lot of money to start with or they're young potential, you know, young guys that you see upside on. But is everybody going through this in the league pretty much?
I mean, the Cowboys wiped up the Jets last week, Joe, and they played four backup offensive linemen. I mean, the entire left side, left tackle, left guard, center, right guard, they were all out. But they went up and down the field, and Devontae Williams had the best game he's had in years. They didn't seem to miss much. They have a good way of running the football, but they didn't look like backups in there against the Jets. They took care of business. But around the league, for sure, you're seeing a lot of young players, rookie guards in there in a lot of places. The Bears will play this weekend. You know, they've got two rookie tackles that finished the game the last time they played.
Wow. Hey, I got to ask you about your buddy Joe Flacco going to Cincinnati. I did not see that one coming. By the way, there was a day when those two teams hated each other so much, they would never trade with each other. I said that earlier this morning, and now Joe Flacco is going to be, like, right away going to be the starting quarterback with Cincinnati. That surprise you?
No, only because I was there last week, and I saw Jake Browning play. And Joe, he was as bad as you can be. And they've got two great receivers that, you know, dominated finally in the fourth quarter when they were down by four touchdowns. But they got to get a quarterback that can at least get the ball to Jamar Chase or T. Higgins. And Jake Browning threw a bunch to the other team in the first three quarters.
Yeah.
Just killed. They were never in the game. And so, and it's been going on now, but he's just, you can see, like, he's just, he's just not producing. So I think Joe's already played against Green Bay. They beat Green Bay in a big upset when he was in Cleveland. I think Joe could at least get the ball to these wide receivers and give them a fighting chance. They can't run the ball like the Dolphins can't run the ball at all. And so they the only hope they have in these games is to get the ball to two elite wide receivers right now.
Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger here with us. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Well, this AFC South story, 4-1 Jags and 4-1 Colts, and especially the Jags getting a win over Kansas City on a last drive last week, as good a story as we have in the league. Which one of those has surprised you the most?
Probably Jacksonville, but only because it's a brand-new coach, new way of doing things. They were last in the league in takeaways a year ago. They had 9 takeaways in 17 games last year. They've got 14 right now, including, 14 in 5 games, lead the league by a mile. And, you know, the linebacker, Devin Lloyd, who, you know, it's pretty interesting. I talked to some people in Jacksonville. They baited Mahomes to throw that ball to Juju Smith-Schuster. They knew they were dropping Lloyd out. And Mahomes thought he had an easy touchdown to go up by a score. And Lloyd jumped right in front of it. And it was a great, great call by the new defense coordinator, Anthony Campanile. I think that one, because they're basically the same players on defense, Joe, and yet here they are. In fact,
amazing.
You know, they should have beaten Kansas City if they didn't drop so many passes in a game. Cleveland, they lost to Cincinnati, Joe, and they dropped a lot of passes. Otherwise, they could be 5-0. I think that one, that final drive, Joe, they had a rookie center, they had a rookie running back, you know, a rookie receiver, Travis Hunter. They had 3 rookies on the field going all the way down the field against that Kansas City defense, and you'd never know it.
I still Kansas City still they're not going to go away. I know, and by the way, their schedule is a bitch, but they're not going away, right?
They're scoring points. They got more speed than the Dolphins ever had. when you look at Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Tyquan Thornton, I mean, they've got real speed, and they're going to get their best receiver back, Rashee Rice, you know, next couple weeks. And their offense is opening up. They're going to be fine. It's a rough stretch right now, but I think they're still going to win, you know, 11 games before it's all over and be in the playoffs.
This thing that we – every got opinion, by the way. This is people outside of what you and I do for a living, but just Jonathan Gannon getting after his running back for a second time, watching a guy. Everything's a great play. You got a chance to put a game away, make a 28-6 in the fourth quarter. Great blocking on a third and one. It opens up. You take it to the house. Last 10 yards, you slow down, and then you flip it before you get in the end zone, and you get 0 points out of it. The game turns around. You end up losing. I know you can't, by the way, touch guys. I get it. And I get the fine. I understand you can't. But at the same time, I think there are a lot more. There had to be some offensive linemen. They're going, what the F are you doing, bro? We block our ass off to get to you in that situation. All you have to do is run and get in the end zone, and we end up losing the game. What's your thoughts on that whole thing, I just brought up? And it not just – I don't think all the players are mad at the head coach on what happened is what I'm kind of saying. What about
no,
for
I don't
you?
No, I don't think the play – I mean, the media is blowing it up, and that's what they do. You know, you did play for Don Shula. You
know? Wrong guy.
You know, I'm sure Coach Shula had some words for certain things and behaviors. But I mean, look, here's what I said, Joe. Last week, you know, 2 weeks ago, the kid from Indianapolis did the same thing.
Right.
And they lost the game for him. You know, and just a boneheaded play.
He lost the game for him. Yes.
He lost the game for him. But you know, if I'm a coach right now, like I'm literally on Wednesday morning when you get together, I'm literally putting those plays up in front of the whole team. And, like, because, I mean, I remember DeSean Jackson did it when he was in Philly against Dallas. And, you know, he's backing up and hot-dogging it, you know, and drops the ball. And, you know, they don't get the touchdown. Like, these plays stay with you your whole life. It always gets brought up. Like, you're the guy that, you know, had that boneheaded play. Like, if I was a team, I would just put those plays up and go, look, here's the rule, all right? You score first and do whatever celebration you want second. But you score first. Like 2 weeks in a row to see this happen, I don't blame Jonathan Gannon for being ticked off. Like they lost the game because of it. And the kid made a good play. He just didn't finish the play. So I'd make sure that everybody sees these things and don't let this be you. That'd be my coaching point in front of the whole team right now.
I'm glad you said that because that was a Don Shula to really humiliate you in front of the whole team in a team meeting to put that up.
Yep.
And he had the old projector with that little light that would light up right on you.
Yeah.
And he go back and forth on it. And, you know, just to show you how stupid it is, guys, if you're wondering how we lose. And you know, just to get called out in front of everybody.
Pressure, Joe.
I don't know if you can do
that
anymore.
Guy.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. I'm looking around guys a lot better than I am going, oh, my God, this is. But we'd also have offensive line. I play with Bob Kuchenberg. Bob Kuchenberg would have been in the end zone fighting a frigging guy. You know, it was.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know if those are those days gone or am I just.
I think they are. I mean, nobody really coaches and there's certain things that are forbidden. So it's a new era. You know, players, you know, want to like players have always celebrated. You know, I'm going back to, you know, White Shoes Johnson.
Oh,
I mean, they've always celebrated, which is we've always enjoyed that. It's no problem. I got no problem with that. But I mean, to see this, you know, happening 2 weeks in a row.
Crazy.
The teams lose because of it. Like, that to me, it's the wrong message. I mean, everybody has to shut that down.
So this whole Cleveland, I didn't hit the back end of this Cleveland. We know Joe's gone now, so their two veteran quarterbacks are gone. It looks like Shadour at some point is going to get some playing time out of this, isn't he?
I don't know. Dylan Gabriel played good the other day. Like he played fine. He's thrown three touchdown passes, hasn't thrown an interception. The offense moved. He got the ball. The receivers aren't very good there. But I'm sure at some point, you know, Dylan Gabriel isn't the biggest guy. That's the knock on him. But he knows where to go with the ball. He gets rid of it quickly. Kind of actually, you know, when Tua's really on, he kind of reminds you of Tua. Maybe a stronger arm than Tua, but kind of reminds you of southpaw, undersized, all that stuff. But, you know, I'm sure Shadour will – we'll find a way to get on the field at some point, and we can find out, you know, just what he is. You know, is he an NFL quarterback, or isn't he? We nobody will know until he gets that opportunity.
Hey, Baldy, just going back here though, boy, you got to get this line of scrimmage thing. It's got to get better. It's hard to win games against anybody. Well, it doesn't matter who you're playing, right?
Joe, I mean, you were there in Carolina on Sunday. You know, it's 17-13 in the fourth quarter. They didn't have one running play in the fourth quarter. Not one. They had 13 passes in the fourth quarter. Like, you know, I know you got the lead, then you're behind, you're trying to catch up, you throw the touchdown to Waddle to get the lead and then lose it. You know, I mean, at some point, you got to win the line of scrimmage. Now, Cole Strange and Larry Borum on the right side, that you know, they might not be, you know, the best option, but you got to figure out a way, you know, to move the football. Now, they're terrible at tight end, Joe. They don't have a tight end that can block out there. The receiver, I'm watching, you know, one of the wide receivers try to angle block on Derrick Brown. You know, it's kind of funny.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like,
he chewed us up.
He's the most dominant defensive lineman on the field.
Right.
And you're putting a wide receiver on him. No wide receiver wants that assignment.
No, and he was phenomenal in the game. And by the way, played his ass off, played hard, man. Did not throw in the towel whatsoever. Anyway, hey, Baldy, as always, my man, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
You got it, Joe. Right. I'll talk to you next week.
You got it, man. Brian Baldinger joining us, Odyssey NFL Insider.
He's also the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide is on your side. So is the main man, Anthony Caliendo, at the Business Broker Experts. Boy, is he good. You talk about good. One of the best in this state going on right now. If you are tired of all the stress, if you are tired of all the headaches, if you're just tired of being tired, hey, you're ready to flip it? Are you ready to sell that biz? Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN and speak to Anthony Caliendo so he can flip your biz and cash you out in a big, big way. He doesn't just list businesses. He packages businesses to sell, and that's what makes him number one. Puts the deals together for you, man. Can do it all. Florida's booming. It's a great time. People are relocating to Florida, all over South Florida. Palm Beach is blowing up there, man. And if you're looking to sell your business, you've had it, you're burned out, he has buyers waiting to buy businesses just like yours. Doesn't matter what size, how specialized they are, he does it all from start to finish. Strategically sits with you, maximizes the value of your business, he does it all. He has great testimonials from satisfied sellers and buyers with a 5-star Google review rating. I'm telling you right now, this man is going to get it done for you. Just go to themainman.com. It's Anthony Caliendo, the main man. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Charles Davis is going to join us coming up. He's working as an analyst for CBS, and he'll have his third Miami Dolphins football game this Sunday at 1 o'clock when the Chargers come to town. But last night, man, was something that you hope all your favorite teams will get to at some point while you're still alive. NHL opening night kicking off with the two-time back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Panthers beating the Blackhawks. You know what's impressive about last night? You look at all these teams and how they're structured and what they're doing, and they've got it, man. They've got it from ownership to general manager to head coach to players to a system that if you play it and those guys all believe in, the Paul Maurice system works, man, works. Usually when you have the big celebration, put the banner up, everybody's emotional. It's great. Everything pregame last night was spectacular. But sometimes you come out flat after that. The team gets you. We see it all the time. Game one, other teams ready to go. You're kind of still patting each other on the back about what just happened. They go out last night and fly around like it's a playoffs. 17 shots in the first period. Get a couple of goals. Hustle, belief, confidence that the system that they are in works. A.J. Greer, Carter Verhaeghe, Boqvist. Same deal. Same deal, man. Couple new names in there, but same guys, not missing a beat, not pouting about two guys being out. They know how important they are, but they play to the system, they play hard, and good things happen. It's incredible. That, by the way, that you want to use the word culture, which we just absolutely abuse in this town, and everybody talks about a great culture. A great culture. That's a great culture. When you get that program, that's a great culture. You got a whole bunch of guys that expect to go out there no matter who you are, whether you're just getting a little bit of playing time with a third or fourth line, you expect to go out with those guys you're playing with and friggin' win with that great leadership they still have. They still got leaders out there, and they believe in the system, and they expect to win, just like they've been doing for 3 years. Going to Stanley Cup Finals and lose to Vegas and come back and win back-to-back championships. And if you think anything has changed this year, and by the way, Barkov is a huge piece. Huge piece. There's not another one of him. But they're going to get the other guy back, Tkachuk. And while they're gone and Tkachuk's out, they expect to win, man. It is about winning, and it's not going to change. Panther fans, man, enjoy it. For the people that go to those games, this is not normal what is going on, but this is clearly an organization that has figured it effing out. Dying to get that in there without having any liquor. Hey, we got a lot more stuff. Charles Davis from CBS going to join us to talk a little bit about the Miami Dolphins and a little bit about the NFL right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.